Sarah, are you with us?
I am indeed. Hi, Benji.
Hi, how are you doing? So lots of things going on in the news at the moment around economy and politics and whatever. But one of the fat kids in the canoe of the South African policy community at the moment is the national health insurance, which really threatens to maybe throw everyone overboard. And we want to discuss a little bit more about it. Tell us what you're thinking.
Okay, and this will probably give everybody who's bought some nice food a bit of indigestion. I'm actually going to raise some of issues that were described in an article by Alex van den Heerfer, who is the chair, the Professor Alex van den Heerfer, who's the chair, who holds the chair of Social Security Systems Administration and Management Studies at WITS. Now that health economics is one of his particular areas of expertise, and he knows a huge amount about the NHI, and the importance of the NHI is simply the if you touch people on their health and health systems, you're going to frighten a lot of people, and this is a truly frightening issue. The two things that he refers to. One is a statement by the president, in regard to people who are opposed to the NHI, critical of it, is that those who are opposed to, those who are critical are opposed to transformation against the backdrop of massive inequality and in the health sector. And then Olive Shisano, who is the chairperson of the Ministerial Committee on NHI for the last 10 years, says that, that the NHI is an instrument to end the race, class, gender divisions that continue to plague South Africa. For example, 76% of medical scheme members are white and only 10% are black Africans. Now, other than the nearly racist expressions that those comments hold, what Alex van der Heerfer goes on to say is this. First of all, the NHI committee have not actually produced any figures, so he's not sure where Olive Shisano gets her figures from. And then he goes on to talk about the figures that he has calculated in terms of the General Household Survey of 2018. And in terms of those figures, whites make up only 34.4% of medical scheme members, with black Africans the largest group at 48.6%, and coloureds and Asians make up 9.1% and 7.8% respectively. So basically these mean that 65% of medical scheme members are not white. And the importance of that is that it A shows Shisano up to be lazy and dishonest. And it also shows up that the people most who numerically will be most affected by the NHI if it goes the way we think it goes, which is hopefully nowhere, unless it goes, are black people. And to pretend that still 25 years after the, beginning of democracy, that whites still benefit over and above blacks is beyond dishonest. It's almost criminally negligent in my view, because the number of people who will be negatively affected by this will be black people, both those being covered by medical aid schemes and those vast numbers who rely on hospitals to be better equipped, perform better and be safer. And I don't think that the NHI is going to make much of a dent on the hospitals at all.
Now, a lot of people have said, Sarah, that, there's this huge amount of money going into the private sector, for private healthcare, and that only covers 10% of the population. Let's take the race element out of it. It still covers only that 10%, but then we have the same amount of money by and large covering the 90%, and that, this is not a good way to run a health system. From the Institute's perspective, what can be done to fix it if your view is not NHI?
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to point out is that the vast majority of people who rely on public health, whatever money goes into public health, and the proportion is a huge part of our GDP, it's tax money. The amount that's going into private health is after tax money. So in other words, people are spending over and above to secure decent health care, having already spent money for everyone to obtain health care. The answer, I don't want to say is this simple, but the answer is to spend money properly in fixing the infrastructure of hospitals, changing the way they are managed, changing who manages them, making sure that the sort of systems you would have in a company or in a private hospital apply in government hospitals. In other words, it's a lot of these are not actually money issues, because it's just it's about being badly run and badly managed above all. And there's no sense that the money that goes into the NHI, which would be huge, would do anything to improve the state of the hospitals, but it would create this monumental bureaucracy that would be needed to make the NHI work.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be one of those discussions that we're going to keep having, depending on how the government focuses on it. But Sara, thank you so much for chatting to us, and I'm sure we'll speak to you again next week.
Cool. Thanks.